From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Demonstrations in Dominica. The union explains that it's not just about fears over job losses in the public sector. More than $100,000 and weapons is stolen in French St. Martin. And as 19 people are held in connection with last week's violent protest in Guyana, the opposition acknowledges its role in those disturbances. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A call by Dominica's Prime Minister Pierre Charles for his supporters to fight back against those he accused of fomenting social unrest in the country did not deter the Dominica Public Sector Union from staging a demonstration in Roseau today. The members of the PSU were showing their disgust with the government's budget passed last week. Ben Mead reports.
The PSU demonstration coincided with a sick-out by police officers, the third in as many weeks to pressure the government to address some of their concerns. But that did not prevent a strong police presence at the demonstration. Hundreds of public servants marched in rainy conditions to government headquarters. There, the PSU Secretary General, Thomas Letin, called on the government to dialogue with the union, which is protesting a range of taxes introduced in the national budget last week. The union feels these measures are too burdensome for Dominicans. Their main contention is a 4% levy, which they want halved. Calls were made for a cabinet minister to address those gathered outside government.